silly.
Okay. And if somebody keeps, if you're trying to teach a child some addition or subtraction, and they keep making simple mistakes, and you're saying, now you know that, you're just being...
naughty?
Well, not that they're really being bad, they're just maybe not paying attention, and you say, you're not being careful, you're just being careless. Okay. And what is a word that you might use to describe, let's say, an old lady who's, there's nothing really wrong with her, but maybe she just acts kind of...
funny with that.
Okay, any other words besides funny? She acts kind of...
puny or sickly or...
Okay, but it's not that it's her health, it's just the way she acts. She acts kind of funny, she acts kind of... would you ever use the word queer? She acts kind of...
oh,
queer.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Queer.
Okay. If you say, Mr. So-and-so is a real queer, what would that mean?
Well, that he didn't,
well, would it mean that he just didn't act normal?
That's right.
Okay. If a man always knows he's right, he never wants to change his mind about anything, how might you tell him to stop being that way? You might say, don't be so... don't be so what in your ways? If he once makes up his mind, you know, there's no use trying to argue with him. You might say to him, oh, don't be so...
well, I don't think of what I want to say to that.
Would you say stubborn or set in your ways or mule-headed or hard-headed?
Hard-headed.
Okay. Okay, if you can't talk to a person without their losing their temper, and you want to tell them not to be like that, how might you say that? I'd say, well, you just can't talk with him without his losing his temper. If the least little thing goes wrong, he's awfully... how would you describe him? Would you say he's awfully irritable, or he's awfully touchy, or short-tempered?
Oh, short-tempered would be a good one.
Okay. And if somebody is about to lose their temper completely, what could you say to them to try to keep them from exploding? Now, just keep...
quiet, or you're crazy.
Okay. what about keep... calm. Did you ever say that to anybody? Just be calm?
Mm-hmm.
How would you say that?
Be calm.
Okay. And...
calm down.
Okay. What about a way you might say that, well, she's sick now, but she'll be up again by...
Sunday.
Okay, when you don't know a certain time, but you just want to say, well, she'll be better by... you don't know a certain day, like by Sunday, right? We'll get there. Somebody's, you're driving somewhere and somebody's been riding and they're tired. You say, oh, don't worry about it. We're going to get there. We'll be there by...